Nice to have Gary Stevens join us again here on Sports Byline. He announced his retirement as a Hall of Fame jockey in November of 2005, but on January 3rd of this year, Gary Stevens revealed on HRTV that he was coming out of retirement to ride horses as a professional jockey again. Of course, he has been in the winner's circle a number of times at the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont Stakes three times, and twice at the Preakness Stakes, and he won the Santa Anita Derby a record 9 times. You know, Gary, you remind me of that great line from the Godfather movie, just about the time I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
That's about what it's like. I guess, you know, a lot of people have asked me why, and my question is why not. I feel good, and I made my return to racing last Sunday. I felt good. Horse performed well, and I feel, you know, that I can be an asset to the owners, the trainers, the bettors, the whole deal. And the minute I feel that I'm not an asset and a detriment, then and I'll step away.
You know as well as I do, when somebody reaches 50 years old, they're probably not going to be in football, basketball, or baseball. What is it allows somebody like yourself at this particular age to be able to compete in this sport?
Well, first, I got a few months before I'm 50, and I think all you've got to do is look at the great Russell Bays up in the Bay Area and what he's doing, what he continues to do. He's older than I am, and he's at the highest fitness level, and it's all about what you can handle mentally, how you take care of your body, and the rest will come with it. And you know, I've said, told a few people, Peyton Manning lines up every Sunday, and he stands there, and he can undress a defense before they've ever snapped the ball and know what they're going to do, and that's what I rely up on is my experience. I wish I had the body I had when I was 20 years old. That's impossible, but like I said, I feel good physically and I feel good mentally.
What is it that you saw, Gary, from the broadcasting booth as far as races themselves and just the sport that maybe you did not see when you were down on the track racing horses?
Well, not really anything. I mean, that's one of the reasons that NBC hired me and HRTV, and I continue to work with them, is I was pretty good at reading a race. And the only thing is I'm sitting in a different spot, and a lot of people have said, well, you're going to be racing against people you've never raced against before. Well, I've had the pleasure for 7 years. That's my job, is to sit up there and analyze races, tell people what I think is going to happen, and then after the fact explain to them why it happened. And so really no different.
Well, the reason why I ask that is that I've had football coaches that have, walked away from the game, gone into the broadcast booth, and they say, you know, I see the game a little bit differently, and I just wondered whether that was the case with you.
No, not really. I mean, I can see things coming in a race up in the broadcast booth the same as I could when I was riding races. And a lot of times I'll see a young rider going down the backside, entering the far turn, and I'm like, no, do not go there. Do not go there. Or just the opposite. This guy's putting himself in the sweet spot to give his horse every chance. And it's all about who's up in front of you and who's behind you, and knowing where everybody's at. And there are certain riders that know that, certain riders that don't. And, so as far as for me, the only difference is the view.
I'm going to ask you about the inner sanctum in horse racing, and that's the jock's room, because I saw a quote after your race saying that Gary looked good and it was fun to have him back in the jock's room. Now, I know other athletes, when they leave their sport, they say the thing they miss more than anything else is the comradeship and that camaraderie that they find in their locker room. Take me inside that locker room, and what makes it so special for jockeys?
Well, it's no different than any other locker room other than most locker rooms. It's teams, and you're with your teammates. And, when there's a football game, the Chicago Bears don't go into the locker room with the San Francisco 49ers at halftime. And it's basically what you're doing 9 times a day. You're competing for a lot of money on certain days, and you're sitting right next to the guy that you're going to be going out and doing battle with. But, we all pray for each other's safety and hope that we all come back in good shape. And just like any locker room, there's going to be guys that don't get along, but we're riding with each other year-round, and you try and make the best you can. And fortunately, with the races I've been able to be a part of the broadcast over the last 7 years, have been the biggest races, and I've been able to go into that jocks room whenever I please, and there's not a jocks room in the country that I haven't been able to walk in there and walk up to every person in the room and do it with confidence. And and say hey and be a part of that camaraderie. But there definitely is a camaraderie in there, just like there would be any other sport. You go in there, you're going in to do battle. I guess it would be a little bit like the PGA, where those golfers are going out to compete, and they're tying their golf shoes on all at the same time, headed out to the driving range to hit balls, and then they're going to try and beat the guy that they were getting dressed next to a couple hours earlier.
Generally speaking, are jockeys superstitious?
I think all athletes are superstitious, to put it bluntly. You know, I think we all have our little things, quirks that, or things that we like to do at certain times of day, especially on big days, your favorite pair of socks, your favorite saddles, whatever. But I would say that most jockeys, most athletes, a little bit superstitious.
Gary, have you seen much change in the new breed jockey as compared to the veteran like yourself that's been around for a long time? Anything changed in that area?
As far as riding styles and stuff, no, not really. I mean, I think that, like all athletes, we continue to see improvement in every sport, and that's from the young kids watching TV, learning their sport, and practicing at a young age. But what I do see also is, it's just like all the other sports, a lack of respect for elders, and I think that's the whole generation. It's not just one individual sport, but sort of a cockiness about their manner, and I don't like it. I'll be straightforward. I don't like the way that some of these young athletes act. They're somehow deserved of a certain respect of which they haven't gained yet. And higher than thou. And that's G. Stevens talking. I see it in every sport, and I don't like it. Without the fans, we don't have the sports, and that's all there is to it. And I think we need to pay more attention to our fans, and get on with business. I hate seeing celebration when a professional athlete does something that he's being paid a lot of money to do, whether it's in horse racing, the celebration afterwards. I understand the big event, but man, football, I see a guy, make a play and they're down by 20 points and he's celebrating. Come on, get in the game, buddy. You're getting your ass kicked. You're 20 points behind right now, and you're celebrating because you just sacked the quarterback. Get your whole team involved.
We know it's gone too far when we see two horses after they finish a race high-five each other. Right, Gary?
Yeah, well, that's, I've been outridden many a time, and I've outridden many a jock, and I think that's a form of respect. A lot of times after a football game, see the two quarterbacks go over, they're the first two guys to shake hands, and that's respect.
When you walked away from the game, meaning retired, did you sit back, and at one moment did you have an appreciation for all that you accomplished? Because I read off all the things that you did. You also won 8 Breeder Cup races as well. What type of sense of appreciation did Gary Stevens have for that accomplishment?
I don't know. It comes in spurts of memory of thinking about the times. But one thing about horse racing, I guess like any sport, you can't rest on your laurels. And in horse racing, it's a year-round sport. You win a $1 million race, and as soon as you cross the finish line, especially on a Breeders' Cup day, you better have your mind off of that race and planning on the next race. So I don't have a lot of time to sit around and celebrate, and I did get to stop and smell the roses a little bit when I retired, and appreciate the accomplishments that I was fortunate enough to have come my way.
We only have a minute left, but in 2003, you were in the film Seabiscuit. You played the jockey George Wolfe. When you think back on that movie and everything, is there any one particular moment in that movie that still stays with you, Gary?
I just think the whole experience. I made a lot of great close friends. It was a great experience trying something new, doing something new. But there were amazing. It was amazing the similarities of the Hollywood show business industry and the horse racing industry and the sort of the pecking order and how if people don't work as a team, then the job doesn't get done. If one person screws up, then the whole day is a failure.
How critical are you of after each ride?
Very critical. I've always been my own worst critic, and continue to be after my race last Sunday when I finished third, got beat short head, and you always go back and watch film, see if there's something you could have done different. But I'm pretty hard on myself.
Gary, I got to tell you, I'm glad that you're back, and I think you're doing it on your terms. In other words, you're going to pick and choose the races and the horses you want to be on, and I don't think you could ask for any better because you are one of the all-time greats. Thanks for joining us for a little chat here on Sports Byline. Keep healthy, Gary.
All right, man. Thanks for having me on. Look forward to talking to you again.
Gary Stevens with us again, Hall of Fame jockey. He announced his retirement in November of 2005, but recently came out of retirement because, as you heard him say, I just wanted to do it. I think I'm still good at it, and indeed he is. His first mount, he finished third in the race. He became the youngest jockey to surpass $100 million in earnings. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.